Hi, everyone. What a joy. I am so happy. Happy with a big H, probably all in capitals, to be able to join with everyone. I can see that you guys can hear me. What a joy. I see that I have a couple of people in the room. How many are joining us? I love it. David Peace. I wonder if that's David Culbertson. And then we have Carly. Hi, Carly. I love you. And Regina's in the house, my dear sister. I'm so grateful. David Fishman. Hi, David. I'm so grateful. Jay. Oh, my goodness. So much love. I'm so grateful. I'm excited. All right. So this moment, I want to go ahead and deep breath here as we join in on this call and give over the session to Holy Spirit. So let's just take a deep breath here as we just let go of the day. Just let everything go and melt away. As we take a deep breath together, let go. A few more deep breaths. One more. And let's just bring our attention to the here and now, which is where everything's available. Opportunity to return to the mind of God and actually to remember you've never left. This time we visualize an altar, and on this altar we will be putting our intention for this evening. Like it reads in the Song of Prayer, the extension of the course about troops, giving it over to God on the altar, getting out of the way of what we think we need and giving it over to God. The intention could be being present in the session today, possibly seeing clarity in some area of your life. The intention could just be to be. That's power in itself. Any barrier that may be, or any blocks you may have at the moment, we put that on the altar as well as giving it over to God. And then in the silence, we just say, God, may it be your will. That's my favorite prayer. God, may it be your will and not mine. And the collective intention for the session is clarity. So that would be the collective intention. Clarity, having clarity of truth within our minds. This time you feel a big hug behind you as you feel deeply hugged by God, by Holy Spirit, by Jesus, by the angels, as you feel a deep hug and someone even touches your heart. As we all declare out loud, I am love and I am willing. As we give over the session to Holy Spirit to guide us fully on what to share in this class, any questions that need to come in for clarity, they will come in. Anything that needs to be shared through me is an ease and grace and just raises consciousness as this call will be truly helpful to the all, to the one. We're in this together. We get out of our way and allow ourselves to be taken by Holy Spirit on this call, on this session. It's not my call, it's our call. It's our call. We're grateful for everyone that's joining the room. We bless everyone that's on this call, and we also love and light to those that can join us this evening. We start to come back to this room with the consciousness of of the intention of clarity, and also your particular intention. You could bring it forth now as we start to come back, and we take deep breaths as we start to come back. And are grateful. All right. So, hi, everyone. So, it looks like Cheryl's in the house. Hi, Cheryl. And it looks like my dear assistant, dear friend Lex is also on here. And she's also in the other room because she lives with me. So, what a joy. Oh, wow, so grateful. All right, so tonight we have a really juicy topic. It's so juicy. It's like the juice is like oozing of how juicy it's going to be. This topic, actually last week, I think I said I was going to talk about either forgiveness or relationships. I'm not sure what that was, but that's kind of out the window because what I'm being called to share about tonight is just very, very helpful. And it was actually inspired by me being in Mexico this past week. I was facilitating a retreat there for my Spanish group at La Casa de Milagros at David Hoffmeister's community. And we did a beautiful session today in regards to, not today, I'm sorry, during the week, in regards to manifesting. And a lot came up with the topic of manifesting. And I really want to get real down and real with what manifesting truly is. And how to recognize what true abundance is as well. Because I think that in the worldly sense, we have it upside down, what true manifestation is that is helpful to the consciousness of awakening. And also the clarity on abundance. Because we have this turned around upside down about abundance, that abundance is acquiring of things. Hi, Tom. Tom Vargas House, my dear friend. And mighty companion, I'm happy you're joining. I love you, Tom. I hold you dear in my heart. So this chapter that I'm going to read to you, we're actually jumping ahead here. And we'll be going back and forth throughout the chapters of the book, Live Your Happy, that will be out April 22nd. So before I talk just a little bit about the books of those that are joining us for the second time, well, for the first time that couldn't make it last week, I'm doing a series here. For the next few weeks on my book, which is called Live Your Happy. It's actually really Live the Course in Miracles, but that's been taken. So it's called Live Your Happy, but in true reality is really living the concepts of the Course in Miracles to attend and embodying that. So I'm going to be bringing forth in this call one of the chapters, which is chapter 8, and the chapter is called You Are Getting Ready. And the reason I have chosen this chapter is because this chapter within it talks about abundance. And you wouldn't know that unless you're on this call. So it's kind of a nice treat to be able to do this mini series because we find out things that other people won't know when they buy the book. But now I'm able to share here that, yeah, that chapter, this chapter 8 is about abundance. And at first I was just going to have a chapter on abundance. I remember that because I felt that was a popular thing to do at the time when I was writing the book. And, you know, it is a popular thing to talk about abundance. But Patrick, my editor and my agent, he suggested that, no, that's already played out. And we discuss abundance, but very briefly. And the reason we discuss it very briefly is because it's easy in the sense to understand of what true abundance is. It just really takes you home to what is real abundance. So talking about manifesting. In the world, in this world, we see it all, especially on Facebook a lot, and all these programs about in 7 steps, get what you want, or in these, how many steps, get the money, or if you take this course, you're going to manifest all the money you ever want, and you're going to manifest that trip, and there's just thinking about that your happiness comes outside of you, and that is your source. Yes, perfect. Okay. Sorry about that. I got disconnected with a call coming in, so hopefully that won't happen again. And if it does, it's fine. It's all good. So
I was in this thing that's talking about manifesting that we have it upside down, because in truth, our lock your mic and okay, is it, can you guys hear me? I think so. Lock the mic. Okay. Let me lock it. I think it's locked. Okay, perfect. Give me a second. Now Sophie decide. Come here, girls. My dogs are having a feast here. Okay, Lex just came to help to get the dogs out of the room. All right. So I guess the ego doesn't want me to talk about this because this is going to be completely exposed on this call. So the ego's like, we don't want anybody to know. The ego's like, I don't want anybody to know that what's true manifestation. So here we go. So talking about it upside down, because the world teaches us that our source is outside of us. So what it's teaching us is like these, let's do these seven steps to claim our fame, and it's really underneath it, it's an ego trick, because it really should be named the seven steps to limitlessness, the seven steps to your source is out there. That's what's going to happen when we're looking for anything that's outside of us. We're looking at our source to be outside. And our source is not outside. Our source is within. Our source is actually so deep within that it's in our minds. It's in the mind of God. That connection that we have with God, of which we've never left but have forgotten that's there. That's our true source. So anything else that is outside distracts you from that source, and it's not true. So the key here is to undo that and have an undoing and come back to what's true abundance, and to let go more and more in this undoing of making things happen in the world. And actually, I'm here to tell you that the less that you try to make things happen in the world, the happier you're going to be. And actually, the more that you're going to experience around you of abundance, and it's going to be everlasting abundance and happiness. It's not going to be temporary. You know, those seven steps of success, you will feel happy in the sense of worldly terms. You're going to be happy for a hot second, I like to say. But it's not going to be eternal happiness, because then that car that you have or that money that you have is not going to be enough, because the ego is very tricky, and then you're going to want another car, and you're going to want to create more money. And then that's not going to be enough. And then I need to get a trophy. And if I don't get that, it's an endless, sick orchestration of constantly wanting more and more and more and more. And that's what the manifesting of the world has taught. The world has taught manifestation based on worldly stuff, which will never bring you true happiness. It will give you false happiness, false abundance. All right, so I'm going to go into here reading about actually in this chapter, chapter 8, you are getting ready. I'm going to start here with, so this is why the topic of abundance is popular, is because what I've just shared, okay? And this is what I say in my book. We're encouraged to imagine getting the perfect relationship, the great car, the success career, and all that, unaware that we're actually feeding our littleness. We wish for things like more money, but we feel little and deprived. The solution is not to get more of anything, but to recognize the abundance is within. So that is like a tough, you know, pill to swallow, because we've been fed this pill for so long. We've been feeling this pill, so then it's like now we're waking up and we don't want to swallow this pill anymore. So it's getting tough to swallow, because we want to just spit it out and be like, wow, my source is not any longer in this pill, you know, or in this madness of illusion that I've been taught that my abundance comes from outside of me. So I go on to say false abundance. So before I get into what's true abundance, I'm going to share what is false abundance, and I'm going to read it straight from my book. Living in this world, we're tempted to define abundance in material terms. We're endlessly looking or working to get enough things and money, sometimes succeeding and sometimes not so much. The endless search for more is one more is one of the ego's favorite ways to entrance you, telling you you can only get your specialness from what you own and wear and from impressing people. Pero eso es pura mierda. What a bunch of caca. So I say there in Spanish, pero eso es pura mierda, which is that's a bunch of caca. Oh, you might get a nice suit to wear when you accept an award you've won and feel happy for a hot second, but the kind of happy doesn't last. It's a trick. When you really take a look at what I like to call the ego BS abundance system, you will see, isn't that funny? I call it the ego BS abundance system. That's funny. All right. Sorry, I forgot I wrote that actually. You will see that it's rooted in a sense of lack that never goes away. A month later, the award or the nice suit won't mean very much, and you'll be on the hunt for something new and satisfying. How can that be abundance? You can't live happy. You can't live your happy if you think your abundance is outside of you. And that it has to be frequently replenished from external sources. Never. So I'm going to stop there. Basically, that's what is false abundance. So, you know, we've bought into this, what I said here, this ego BS abundance system. And we've seen it everywhere that it is a BS abundance system, because if it was a true system, then why are, for instance, I live in Hollywood, I live in Los Angeles, and actors supposedly have it, everything, right? They have, you know, the famous actors get awards and they have money and they have glam and they have all this, but, you know, then you see that they commit suicide, you know? So it is a BS abundance. It doesn't bring true happiness. And the signs are everywhere. So the time has come to wake up, and to get that our abundance doesn't come from outside of us and understand what is true abundance. Here we go. What is true abundance? I'm reading this from chapter 8. I think this is page 96. The constant awareness of amor in your mind, which is love, knowing that it is your natural inheritance, is the abundance that's rightfully yours. Again, the constant awareness of amor in your mind, knowing that it is your natural inheritance, is the abundance that's rightfully yours. It's when you know that you are one with all and that you are holy and whole. Nothing outside defines you because you know you have it all right now. Holy moly. Right? Come on. It's like, this is like the opposite of what the world is teaching us or what we've learned from the world. Because here it says nothing, true abundance is recognizing that nothing outside defines you because you know you have it all right now. So true abundance is not that you need anything to be complete. It's like you are that already. You are abundance. I mean, you're sitting right now listening to this call. As you sit there, or maybe you're standing up, your abundance, because you're in the mind of God and lack nothing. That's what is real, really real truth. So at this time, I'm going to just read this part here. If you want, you could close your eyes and follow the guidance as I'm reading it. But it looks like here I did a little short little process. In this very moment, close your eyes and just be. Try not to think of anything. See yourself melting into your bed or chair. Feel the air around you. Now open your eyes and take a breath. Settle into stillness, and you will get a glimpse of what is real. So as you open your eyes, I'm gonna share with you what true abundance is based on the course, based on my experience of life, this dream. True abundance is recognizing that you are God created you. Again, true abundance is recognizing that you are as God created you. How's that for a definition of abundance, right? So abundance, definition, you are as God created you, period. Wow. Completely upside down, like completely different than what we've been taught, right? Because as I was growing up, I would say abundant, the definition of abundance is that I live in a safe place, that I have a car, that I have money in the bank, that I have a relationship, that, you know, that would be abundance. And we affirm this all the time. You know, when we do affirmations or what we've been taught in self-help, some self-help books, like to affirm stuff in the world. The time has come to affirm truth, to affirm what's already ours, to affirm that we already have it all in the mind of God, because we are as God created us. Period. Wow. That's powerful. I want some more of that. That's where I want to live in. That's where I want to bask in. So I'm going to pause there a second to share a quick story that I feel is powerful and actually came up when I was teaching with David Hoffmeister this past week. And manifesting. So we have these moves like The Secret or other moves that we've seen, like especially The Secret. And I'm not putting this movie down. I'm talking course related here. I'm talking about more alignment to truth. So I'm going to use The Secret as an example, or anything that is using the mind for creation of more in the world, right? So it's interesting because you would think that when you're in a positive mind, you create a positive world, but that's not necessarily true, okay? And the reason I say this is because I went through this whole thing of positive thinking in my life, and it never worked to the capacity, because that positive thinking could never give me my happy. It's me recognizing in the mind of God that really truly makes me happy. I know that. I live that. So back in when I had a big depression in my early 20s, I had the most awful mindset at the time. I was depressed. I didn't know what my purpose was. I was. Hey guys, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm going to have to figure this out for next week, that I have calls coming in and it's disturbing the call. So next time I'll connect this to my internet and whatnot. But anyways, I'm back. Can you guys hear me? Oh, perfect. Okay. So going back to the Eagles get the truth. Going back to my positive. So I wasn't really in a positive mindset at this time. I was actually, my mind was in the worst place ever. I was in depression. I didn't feel complete. I didn't feel whole. I was just sad about life. It's like the worst time I've ever been in my whole life. So I go to an audition for a show called Los Super Astros, which was a show for WWE, WWF. And out of 500 girls, I went to this audition, and I was depressed, of course, but I didn't even know how I made it to the audition. I got dressed and everything, but I remember just being really sick, even driving there. Like, I was just so distraught in my life, and I went to this audition anyways. So guess what? The next day, I hear that I got the contract to work for WWF, WWE, which is, it used to be WWF, but now they're called WWE. Out of 500 girls, I booked the job, right? And guess what? I was in a depressed state. My mind was like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, all right? And I created, manifested a job on television, a very lucrative contract, on national television, when I was the most depressed I've ever been in my whole life. So this whole thing about that you have to have a positive mind to create positive results and success in the world is BS. Because I was in the worst state of mind, and I created what the world would say, that's success. So I don't think necessarily do you need to have a positive mindset to create what looks like success outside. I don't think that's the truth, at least not my experience. So it's important to see that we're going to experience things in the world because we need to experience them for our spirit to heal. So the reason I had to go through that job It's because my spirit chose that so I can heal, so I can wake up. I needed to do some healing there. So regardless if I was a positive thinker or not a positive thinker, that was going to occur in my life. As the Course says, it's going to be scripted. And I'm going to go through that. And supposedly, that was success that I created, and I wasn't in a successful state of mind. So we need to be very clear here, because we have this concept that to be positive, to create positive results. And to tell you, you're going to experience what you're going to experience with the highest and best for your soul and your spirit. Period. So get happy about that and start toy your life script more and more and more and more and more. And understand that true manifesting is really nothing. There's nothing to manifest because you have it all right now. There's nothing to manifest because we have it all right now. Everything. The only thing that if we need to manifest anything, I would make it be manifest you remembering you're back in the mind of God. That is the biggest manifestation you can have. And from there, everything starts to get really great. Everything starts to get very clear. Trust comes in, and the right and perfect circumstances of souls and angels will come into your life to lift you up. And you might experience, of course, that abundance of the worldly sense and be very comfortable in life and get very taken care of. But it's something that comes very naturally, that's not manipulated, that's not trying to make it happen. It just is there because you're worthy of that. And then you're free. You're so free. And it's powerful. It's so powerful. It really touches my heart to talk about this topic because I feel that we suffer so much trying to manifest things of this world, which will never bring you happiness. Ever, ever, ever. And I'm not saying that lightly. You're happy, right? And your happiness comes from God, period. No if, ands, or buts about it. Now, it could be God or whatever resonates with you, but it truly doesn't come from anything in form. It's just a trick. Again, you might be happy for a hot second with things of form. Listen, I get excited when certain things happen in form. I do. I get excited. I'm in a body. I feel Maria, and I get, if somebody gives me something, I could feel like a tinkling of happiness, and it feels like happiness, but I know it's not happiness. I'm grateful, but I always come back to my source. Like, what's my source? Is my source what is given in form, or is my source God? God. My source is God. My source is God. My source is God. So the true prayer, the biggest prayer we could ever have, my most favorite prayer, is may God's will be done. So, you know, this whole thing is, what are we doing? You know, what are you doing? What are we doing? It's just being discerning and seeing, what are you doing? So in any moment during the day, just see how you look for your source outside of you and just remember and come back and recognize, no, my source is not in such and such thing. So, this is a story. My book tour is coming up. And I was starting to get a little bit anxious about it because I have to prepare for this book tour and I have to put together a lot of different things to unfold in its perfection. I was about to say manifest, but we're trying to work on letting go of that word. So to unfold in its perfectness. So there's certain things that are taking place right now that can unfold. So I got a little bit caught up in that. I got caught up in, I started to make the book very real. I started to make the book tour very real, and it was becoming very anxious. So what happened with me was, is that I started to get clear about what was I doing and recognizing that what the most helpful thing I can do right then and there is to step back and really get clear about what's going on in my mind and what am I doing. And at that moment, I realized that I was looking for my source in something outside of me. I was looking, my source wasn't God at all. My source was the book deal, the book tour, the blah, 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 whatever it is, right? My source is not God. My source is that. So what I did was, is I said, forget about it. Forget about the book tour. Let's pretend there's no book tour. There's no book. Let's pretend there's even no book. Let's say like the book doesn't even get published. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Let me just let it all go. And it doesn't matter. Because the only thing that really matters is me remembering God again. That's where the healing happens. It's not about the book or the book tour or anything. It's me recognizing again my sources in God. And everything just melts away. And I'm free. And then everything starts to get really exciting because now there's no attachments. Now the book tour will fold perfectly because I have no attachments to it. It's like I literally really don't care. Because my caring is in God. My caring is in my mind to remember that I've never left the mind of God. That is my caring. Nothing outside me defines me. The book doesn't define me. Who I'm in relationship doesn't define me. What I have in the bank doesn't define me. If something works out or not doesn't define me. What defines me is God. I am defined by God. Period. And then we get to start to do the happy dance, right? Because we start to experience our truth in God, and then everything works itself out. And in truth, it's already worked out right now. There's nothing to happen. It's already happened. It is happening. So I say here, you may ask, how can I believe in this type of abundance? I need a roof over my head, money, and I need clothes, right? So people are going to ask, well, Maria, well, if I'm not manifesting or I'm not praying abundance, then how am I going to be provided for, right? That's a great question. So that's what I wrote here. So I say, I get that. Living in this world, it does appear that we need things. But when you can always find your stillness, you'll always have an inner companion to help you find what you truly need for practical purposes. You won't have to give up clothing, that would be interesting, of course, or eating, but you will know that the things of this world are not what you are. Because you can always find your own inner wealth, you will know that you're so much more than whatever petty trinkets could give you. I'm not saying you can't enjoy yourself or the stuff of this world. Just watch what you're doing. Don't get lost in it all. Don't let it define you. Living in true abundance, you may attract the finer things of life, but you'll actually enjoy them more when you don't have to fear losing them. You're conscious now, experiencing abundance you can't put a price on. So you can't put your price, you experience abundance you can't put a price on. And that's true. Experience abundance you can't put a price on. Wow. Yeah. And the more that we get into that, it's interesting because abundance comes like in the world, it's like abundance is price, abundance is money. And in this case, I'm saying abundance, you can't put even a price on it. That's how beautiful and massive it is. It's like, imagine you knowing completely that your abundance is that you are as God created you. There's nothing, you're unhooked. You're unhooked from the trance of this world. You're not an automatic pilot anymore because nothing outside has you hooked because you know where your source is. Your source is in God. And I speak about this in the sense of because I've lived it. I've lived all my life, most of all my life, till I began my ministerial teachings in 2009. Before that, everything was external. Everything, my abundance was outside of me constantly. Like if I would go to audition for acting, it's like I had to book that job because I needed the money. Or even when I got married, it's like I needed to get married because that's what the world taught me. And then marriage is going to make me happy. And then that doesn't happen. And then it's like all kinds of stuff. It's like it's like the BS ego abundance system that I came up with here, right? It's not helpful any longer. And I'm starting to notice that it's getting harder and harder for us to swallow this pill of BS that we're given. You know, it's getting harder and harder to swallow it because we're waking up more and more and more. And this is why we're having this conversation now. And that's why we're on this call, is because there's more people waking up saying, oh, this little petty thoughts I'm having, this consciousness of that I'm separated from God and that everything's outside of me and everything outside makes me happy is I don't think it's true, because I'm starting to realize that everything that I've been taught that gives me my happiness from that comes from outside It hasn't happened. So when I look at these posts on Facebook of seven keys to whatever success, I'm not putting it down. I'm just be mindful of what we're doing here. How about 7 steps to recognize you're in the mind of God? How about the 7 steps to recognizing that you have it all already now? How about that? You see, the thing is like, it's not popular. You know, it's not popular to not talk about manifestation or abundance. Like, it is popular to talk about that. You know, it's popular to talk about manifesting. It's popular to talk about abundance, right? It's very popular because the ego is in this world and the ego likes that stuff. Our ego likes that. So I'm going to start to talk more about manifesting doesn't make you happy, and thinking your abundance is outside of you also doesn't make you happy. That's the new conversation, because that's what truly heals, because that way we let more and more of this world go so that we can experience we're in the mind of God. It's important. So this is, well, I don't care about being popular. That's not my mission. I don't care about being popular. I don't care about saying what people like. I'm going to share what has helped me realize and wake up to what is true eternal happiness, which is letting go more and more of the form. And then I'm free. How about the 7 steps to awakening, perhaps? Yeah, I agree. How about the 7 steps to awakening? Which is so beautiful, you know, reminds me of this, you know, awakening together radio. Wow. Yeah. I'm so grateful to Regina for giving me this opportunity and this platform to share truth. Actually, it's funny. It was like all like orchestrated by spirit, because I was at the Costa Rica retreat that Cheryl put together, an amazing retreat. She did a week in freedom in Costa Rica. And it was just such a beautiful time. And I was with Regina there, and Regina and I just had such a beautiful time joining, and just beautiful time with her. And she was sassy. You know, Regina, you were really sassy. I loved you at the Costa Rica retreat. You were just like, just so beautiful. And just, oh my God, not that you haven't been before, but we hadn't really joined to that level. Like how we did, we went hiking together, and you were just like so sexy and sassy. So I love how it was interesting, because I actually got the PDF of my book while I was on that trip, and I had to look over and revise it. And I was actually revising my book in the jungle, and I was sharing in my workshops about the book, and then Regina brought it up to do this series. So it's like, I love how spirit works or orchestrates everything that now before our book comes out. And the reason I say our book is because it's really not my book at all. It's our book, you know. It's for the collective. It's for the oneness of remembering where we've never left. So that's why I call it our book. But it's great that now as our book is coming out, it's perfect, this alignment of the series. It's like the perfect timing, like spirit is always providing for the higher good of whatever needs to be orchestrated so that we can wake up together. So I'm just so grateful to Regina for this opportunity, and for everyone that's joining this call. So let's see here. Let's see, because a lot of people have been writing a lot of things here. Jay, I love how you found my WWF interview thing. That's so funny that he put that. And Cheryl says, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, I love to say that. Actually, in the book, I call like this, our mind, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, as well as I call the ego mind caca. I think it's a lot of fun. So I wanted to see if anybody had any questions. I know we are at 6:40 now, so I just wanted to see if anyone had any questions that are in the room. And you can type it there where it says message. And in the meantime, I'm just going to take a breath here. Okay, questions. Perfect. questions. Can you highlight some of the chapters from the book? All right, so it says here, can you highlight some of the chapters from your book? And then I have from Cheryl, I want to know if you're going to talk about your book more. It's so funny because you guys are so cute. You guys, I kind of asked the same thing. You guys are amazing. So, sure, yeah, there's a lot. But what's coming up right now is I don't know if I had gone over the chapters last week of what the chapters are. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to squirrel the cursor down, and whatever I fall on, I'm going to read. So let's see what Spirit has for us. While I'm here on the call and share that with you. All right, so trust. So that's what's come up. New trust changed my life. So I think that this manifesting topic and abundance goes hand in hand with trust. So I'm not surprised that we've been given this part to read. So in my book, I talk about old trust versus new trust. So I'm going to read to you what that is here. So old trust versus new trust. Old trust is the kind you learned growing up. It is the faith you place in your limited perceptions, such as, I'm going to trust you because you seem like a good person, or I'm going to trust the situation because in the past it worked out, and so on. The old trust relies on your little self. The old trust presumes you're separate from the world. You unconsciously believe that projecting your fears out into the world will liberate you from them, and you expect external things to make you happy. Huh, that's funny. It goes exactly hand in hand with what we were talking about, right? All this is the ego's style of trusting. So that's the ego's style of trusting. So new trust is the kind that will set you free from all your supposed problems. With new trust, you believe in love, you believe in love as your very essence, which means you identify with different self, the self with a capital S. There is no worry regardless of what's happening around you because you place your trust in love to heal all your misperceptions. This trust brings you peace, love, and much joy. New trust relies on the Holy Spirit. As the Course says, you have very little trust in me as yet, but it will increase as you turn more often to me instead of your ego for guidance. The results will convince you increasingly that this choice is the only sane one you can make. No one who learns from experience that one choice brings peace and joy while the other brings chaos and disaster needs additional convincing. That's from the Course. So it's very helpful to bring in trust as we start to cultivate this new way of thinking of manifesting in abundance. So if we're trusting in the Holy Spirit and we're trusting in our true self in our mind, we trust in that we're completely guided and provided for. So we are not looking for anything outside of us to fill us or to give us anything. Because we trust in the Holy Spirit and know that the Holy Spirit is going to bring us back to the mind of God and help us recognize that we have everything and lack nothing. We need to continually be going within your mind and trusting the voice of the Spirit of love, of light. I call it my best friend, my inner friend. Holy Spirit has my back, right? It's just constantly going back and letting Holy Spirit to you that you have it all. And when you do, when you trust, you don't need to really do much. You know, in the manifesting and abundance game of the world, you need to always be doing and you need to always be getting and you need to go out and do stuff. You know, and I'm not saying that you're not inspired and you don't take some sort of action. But the question is where are you coming from? Are you coming from love and fear? Or are you coming from truth and resilience, knowing that you have it all? And then from there, you can start start creating in the world of what you need to do, your to-dos, or make a phone call, or like, for instance, my book tour right now, I have things I need to do so that flourishes, but I'm not thinking so much about the book tour per se of how it's going to look or how it's going to be. I'm more in the wonder of allowing it to fall into place versus trying to make it happen. So there's like a wonder there of, oh my God, let's just try this or let's just try that. In the wonder, I like to say, is the wonderful. So in the wonder, there is the wonderful. And that's fun, right? So I have Lex right now working, which she's on the call. I love you, Lex. She's on the call. And right now I have her working on creating the different cities I'll go to. And we're working in collaboration for that. And they're starting to pop up right now on the East Coast, in Boston and New York, these opportunities. But it's not manipulated and we're trying to make it happen. It comes from a space of expansion, of just trusting. And we throw the emails out there, but we don't have any expectations because we know I'm going to be guided where to go for this book tour. So there's no forcing anything. It's more of let's have fun with this and let's play and see what comes from this. And it's just so much fun. And then we get to enjoy, like we just had Boston and New York come in and it's like, wow, okay, that's fun now. But you know what? If that wouldn't have come in, that's fine. We would still be happy. Because the goal's not here is not expectations. There's no expectations here. We talked about that last week on the call about expectations. And for those of you that weren't able to be on the call last week, we talked very extensively on this thing about having expectations, amongst other things. So I know that's recorded, so you guys can go back and hear that. I think that's how it works. That you guys can go back and hear last week's session. I would assume. I think. If not, somebody will let me know otherwise. So it's so much more fun now as I prepare for everything that's coming in regards to my book coming out and just being in the wonder of it and enjoying it. It's just so much different than how I was kind of falling into that before. Now, that's good to know because we are going to fall into the ego tricks. That's what we talked about last week, actually, the ego tricks as well. Now that's it's all coming back. We fall into the ego tricks of, you know, of believing in the world. And then we just have to come back to spirit. And then we're going to believe that we're in the world again. And then we come back to spirit. And it's just a constant reminder of coming back to your source of spirit that nothing outside, any problem doesn't really matter truly in truth because it doesn't really exist. You know, of course, says only love is real and all is an illusion. And that is really true. But it really feels really good when you start to live it and not just think about these words in the book and the course. It's about really living this stuff. And that's how I want to kind of wrap it up here as we have our last 10 minutes is before, because I want to share a couple of things before we close in prayer. But this is why my book is called Live Your Happy, because this is about really living the Course in Miracles at a 10. All of its concept, everything that it shares about the abundance, about trust, about knowing that you're a perfect child of God, all of that, really living it. The time has come to get away from the pages, you know, get away from, you know, you have to repeat, you know, the lessons 500 times a day. Yeah, go ahead and do that. But do me a favor. Go out and really live this in your experience, in this dream world, with your experience with yourself and your experience with others. That helps more the consciousness more elevate so we can continue the spiralness to wake up. Well, the truth is we're already awake. We just have to remember that we're awake, right? So the time has come to really live happiness, to really live knowing you are a perfect child of God, to really live knowing that God's will for happiness and not live it really live it to its capacity. Out of 10 every day when you get up in the morning, my God, my source is God, and live from that space. My source is God. My source is not this coffee. My source is not this telephone. My source is God. Constantly remembering that. And I love the way that Regina just said this. Yes, continue the spiralness of awakening. So continue the spiralness of awakening. What a beautiful image. And that's what we're here for. Together. Because all of us here on this call right now, and everyone has
that of a teacher of God. Like, we're all here to raise consciousness. We're all here to hold hands and raise each other up in truth and remember God together. This is why we all give the other for what they haven't done, because there's only really one hanging out here, right? So
it's truly important. I hope I didn't go away from the call here. Shoot. Hello? Can you guys hear me? Oh, my goodness. Hello. Oh, my God. That was hilarious. Something came up on my thing like a commercial. Like some little animal started jumping on my phone like a commercial. That was hilarious. Anyways, I'm back. So going back to what I was saying is, the importance of that, of remembering our sources is in God. We live happier. And it's funny because we're always, I know, Cheryl says distractions. I know, I'm on fire and then I get distracted. It's been like this whole call, it's been that way. But I think it's just, it's very, this topic is very freeing for the mind and the ego, you know, the one has its way with things, you know, so it's not the truth. So I'm going to go back to right here with what, I love what Regina just said, continue the spiralness of awakening. And I think the more that we understand that nothing of this world can make us truly happy, we do that because we remember that our happiness is in the mind of God, and that's our innate. Inheritance is a required course. And yeah, it's the course says it's a required course because it's the only way that we're going to be able to undo our mind from the madness. That's why it's required, because if we live the concepts of the Course in Miracles every day, the second within the second, with our relationship with ourselves and others, something's going to happen. Because you're going to start to see that the drastic change of fear to love is like amazing. Like, I've noticed how I was in the complete dump to that. I was like in the complete like awareness of truth is because of my mind healing. So the more that we heal our minds, the happier we're going to be, because we're going to remember our source, where it comes from, all the time. That was beautiful. So I'm going to start wrapping it up here because I wanted to share a couple announcements. I wanted to thank everyone for joining us. If you're joining us now towards the end, I know that you can listen to this later, right, Regina? I think that you can go ahead and listen to this at another time, as well as last week's you can listen to as well. So it's recorded and it's posted. So thank you for that. So anybody that wants to hear last week's, we started this series last week, so you can hear that. We talked about having expectations and also being mindful, understanding the way your mind works and understanding the ego tricks, which I talk about in my book. And then today, if you're joining us here at the end, we talked about manifesting and abundance, and what's true manifestation, what's true abundance. So definitely check that out. I wanted to share a couple of great things that are going on. If you go to mariafelipe.org, if you go to the click on new book, which actually Regina also put on the website, I'm actually, thanks to Cheryl in Costa Rica at the retreat, at the Playful Spirit retreat, I did a talk on the book, and I'm actually giving that talk for free when you purchase my book on Amazon. So all you need to do is put your Amazon receipt, and if you already bought the book, you'd still do that. Just put your Amazon receipt there, and then you're going to be sent in your inbox. You're going to get the Playful Spirit retreat recording. And in that recording, I actually share about the book in detail. More detail, and I also do the 7-step fearless process with everyone, and you can do it with me on the video as well. And actually, Regina doesn't know this, but Regina is actually has a cameo in the video, because she was sitting next to me in the rocking chair, so her face comes out in the video. Regina. So you were there in spirit and you created this. Like, you're literally in the video. It's so funny how, like, your spirit is involved in this whole book thing too, because you were there in the video. So I think that's sweet. So you'll be able, Cheryl, I don't know how to put the link on here, but the link of the page is actually on the miniseries page on Awakening Together on the website. If you go to my miniseries page, you click on new book, which is, it's going to take you there, and people will be able to put their receipt. Sometimes I can't speak good English, but it's, you know, guys know what I mean. The number for the Amazon. And then, that's it. Thank you, Carl. So this is it, guys. That's the link. So you can click on there. I appreciate that. Thank you. Carly is actually also, one of her stories is in my book too, in regards to feeling your feelings. So Carly has a cameo on that too. So you click on that link and that will take you to, you'll be able to put your number from Amazon and it will take you to the page of where you get to see the free video. The video is very helpful because it goes hand in hand with the book. It's in detail, more stories. Also to understand, I share that seven-step fearless process. So that is available. Also, I have a book trailer, which spontaneously just kind of got manifested in my life. I wasn't going to do a book trailer, but that opportunity came and I created that with my dear friend Christian. So we have a book trailer available now for everyone that you can also see on that page that Carly just put the link to. So also at this time on Amazon and on Barnes and Nobles, they're having a discount for pre-sales, I think about 25% off the book. So that's happening. But anyways, none of that really matters. What matters is that our source is in God, as God. And all this stuff is just fun little symbols that we get to play with just to remember that we're home. So that's my two cents on that. So just thank you for your love and your support. I'm grateful to be able to share in this series more profound messages of the book. And it's so cool that it's happening now, so that when people do get the book, they could come back to these recordings and also just use it as a manual to use with the book. So it's exciting. So I think we have, if Ken can put the link on the board, that'd be great. And Carly just also put the here on this feed here. Thank you for that. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and let's just do a powerful prayer. I love that this class is on a Sunday, because what happens now is that we get to move into what appears to be a new week and with just more clarity and more happiness. So time to pray. We're so grateful and thankful for the opportunity to join in this call and to receive insights on what is truly helpful, to have clarity on what is manifestation and what is true abundance, which is recognizing we are in the mind of God, recognizing that we are as God created us. And we're so grateful for knowing that and acknowledging that. At this time, we invite Holy Spirit into our minds as we're guided fully on what to say, what to do this week, as we live our happy to attend, because that is our inheritance. God's will for us is happiness. So we claim that now as we all close and we all say together out loud, may it be God's will. Amen. So my new amen is amen. So amen is amen, right? So amen, amen, amen. I'm in for the healing. I'm in for the awakening, right? Amen, amen. Well, everyone, you are so beautiful. Everyone is so beautiful. Lex says, hallelujah. All right, guys, I love you. Till next Sunday.